Denver has long grappled with issues of auto theft and break-ins in public parking lots. In a bid to address these concerns and improve community safety, the city has introduced new lighting guidelines aimed at reducing crime and enhancing security. The changes come after months of police studies that showed a significant number of thefts in downtown areas, prompting the need for action. New lighting guidelines. The City of Denver released new guidelines requiring better lighting in public parking lots to help reduce auto thefts and break-ins. The new rules specify the use of security lighting and prohibit glare, ensuring that the light fixtures are fully cut off to avoid contributing to light pollution. Parking lot owners will need to upgrade their lighting during license renewals, with LED lights recommended as the preferred option due to their efficiency and ability to provide better illumination. These measures are part of a broader strategy known as crime prevention through environmental design, which aims to create safer public spaces by changing their physical characteristics. Crime patterns and the need for change. Police studies identified over 700 thefts in downtown Denver parking lots over 9 months, showing a pressing need for intervention. Vehicle-related theft offenses, including auto theft and break-ins, have been a significant issue for the community, prompting the city to take action. The Denver Police Department collaborated with a lighting engineer to develop solutions that enhance security without causing light pollution. The goal is to make these parking areas more visible and less attractive to criminals, thus reducing the overall crime rate in these spaces. Impact on auto theft and crime rates. Auto theft crimes have dropped by 30% in Denver, but authorities remain vigilant and continue to seek ways to further reduce these incidents. The new lighting guidelines aim to cut down on vehicle-related thefts at parking lots and garages by making these areas more visible and less concealable at night. Initially, the city will focus on education and outreach, giving parking lot operators time to upgrade their lighting before fines or penalties are enforced. This phased approach is designed to ensure compliance and make the community safer for all.